Okay, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to campus. How exciting it is to be back together. We blew shofar already, but I want to start off with a little bit of chizik. I want to start off with learning the halachos of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva every single day after blowing the shofar throughout the month of Elul, Mitzvah Hashem. We will learn together halacha from the Rambam, and it's so important to start off our days correctly. The purpose of blowing the shofar in the first place, Uri Yisheni Mishinaskim, to wake up. Yes, we're blowing the shofar over Zoom, but that is not the mitzvah of shofar, it's the minhag of shofar. The minhag of shofar throughout the month of Elul to blow it every single day comes from a medrash in Pirkei de Eliezer, and it tells us that the same way that they blew the shofar when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain, so too we blow the shofar. And it's important that we don't just hear the shofar and then run away. We hear the shofar and we respond. We hear the shofar and do something. So here we're going to do, we're going to learn the halachas from the Rambam. We're starting with the first halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. Kol mitzvah shebat Torah bein ase bein lo sase. Im avar ad malachas mehen bein bezalta bein mishkago kishiyasa tshuva v'yishov says the Rambam to begin with. Every single mitzvah of the Torah, whether it's a positive commandment or a negative commandment, if I messed up on any of them, if I committed an avera, if I went ahead and if I did a sin, I did a lotase, I committed a prohibition, or I messed up and I didn't fulfill a mitzvah assay, I didn't fulfill an obligated positive commandment, if I did it, whether I did it with intention and or whether I did it inadvertently, I have to do tshuva and I have to return from that sin. It's such an important lashon. V'yashu michato. I have to return from the sin itself. Think about the sin of taking us to a desert island, so to speak, away from the path that I'm supposed to be on. I have to return from where I am right now, and where I am is on the island with that sin. That sin, I need to return from it. And it's not only lashuv leHakadosh Baruch Hu, lashuv mechato. I have to return from the sin, from where it took me, and from the places that I've gone. Chayav lesvatos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition to saying I want to do tshuva, part of the promises of tshuva, and we're going to see actually in a second, it's the mitzvah of tshuva, says the Rambam, is to do vidui, is to confess our sins in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shnei Mar, as the pasuk says, Isho Yishaki Yasu Mikol Chatos HaAdam Limol Ma BaHashem VaHashma Anevesh Hahim Yisvadu Es Chatosam. This is confessing with words, and it's so remarkable. Any individual that does a sin, it's an affront directly to the Baal Shalom when we sin. If I want to get back and I want to respond and I want to get back on the right path, I have to say vidui ze. Mitzvahs Aseh. I have to do the vidui v'zeh vidui dvarim. I have to izvadu eschat asam asher asu. I have to say what I did, and I need to confess what I did. And it's so important to recognize what it means to confess. It's not like the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know. The Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, knows. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows exactly what I've done. Ein shechel v'nechseh v'odechel. The Ribbono Shel Olam there's not a single ounce of forgetfulness in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the purpose of me confessing? It's for myself. Ask any psychologist, the first process of fixing ourselves is recognizing that there's something wrong. If we can't recognize there's something wrong, if we can't do vidu, if we can't confess what it is that we did, then we can't get back. We can't lashu mecheto because we don't even realize that we're away. We think that we're on the right path with that chet. The answer is no. That chet is taking us very far away, and it's from far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we need to find not only a way back, but to say it and to say that we messed up. Kesa misvada, how should I do vidui? Again, vidui is a mitzvah assay. Vidui is the mitzvah assay. That is the mitzvah assay of tshuva. The mitzvah assay, the positive commandment of tshuva, is to say I messed up. Kesa misvada, how should I do that? Omer ana Hashem chatalsi v'avisi v'ashati l'fanecha v'asisi kach v'kach v'harei nichamti yivoshi mimasai ukul olam eini chose l'davar zeh. Such important components of this. The Baal Shalom, and first of all, I talk directly to God. Ana Hashem. I'm talking directly to God. I'm standing in front of Him, and I say, "Chatasi avisi bashati." I totally messed up. Lefanecha, in front of you. How it's so much worse that it's in front of you, right? It would be one thing if I just messed up. It's one thing if I thought I was by myself and I messed up. But no, it's in front of you because everything I do is dalat nimi ata omei. That's right in front of you. Vasisi kach v'kach, and I did exactly these things, and it's so important to exactly do that. It's to recognize what are the things I messed up with. Don't just say a general words avisi chatasi pashati. Don't just say the general words. Say asisi kach v'kach. I did these exact things, and go through a list. V'arei nichamti uboshi, and not only did I do these things, but I am embarrassed by what I did, and I regret what I did. And so important to say, I'm never going back there again. That's such an important component. If you've ever been embarrassed by somebody, embarrassed publicly, someone called you out in something publicly, and it's a terrible feeling, you never want to go back there. You don't want to go back and visit that experience again. I don't want to go back to this thing. I don't want to go back to this. If I'm truly embarrassed by what it is that I did, and I'm truly regretting and regretful for what I did, I'm not going back there. Zehu ikar shavidui. That is the ikar of vidui. Saying what I did, saying I was in front of the bone shroom, saying I did the following, and I am embarrassed by what I did, and I don't want to go back. Those are the important steps in order to do vidui correctly. We know these words when the Rambam tells us, and when we say it in the Seder, we tell the story, we go into the details, we have a little vartlach, and we have beautiful things for Kadesh, and Urchots, and Karpas, and Yachats, and Magen, and Nochtu, every single part. Oh, this beautiful Dvar Torah, and that beautiful Dvar Torah. We go all out at the Seder night. You are praiseworthy. We tell over and all the details of the story of Sibra's Yitzis Mitzrayim. Same thing when it comes to Lizvados, to get kapara, to get forgiveness, to do tshuva, really, is to go v'chol marbe. Every single one of us should extend ourselves and should push ourselves lesvados to admit and to confess what it is that we've done. Umarich b'inyon zeh, and to go in full detail and to talk about it and to express what it is that we said. Again, not for the bonus, but for you. We want to be a vidui Jew. A vidui Jew says, I'm not going to lie to myself and forget the fact that I did these things or tell myself that it was fine. No, I'm admitting to what I did. I'm confessing. I'm stepping up and I'm taking responsibility. Harei zeh meshubach, the same way we say harei zeh meshubach by the Sibra Tzitz Mitzrayim, we say it here as well. V'chein ba'alei chatos v'ashamas ve'eish shemevin karban oseyem as yigasin o'al zedonon ein mechaper lachen b'karbanam as yigasu tshuva v'yisvadu v'vidu dvarim shnemai v'yisvadu v'yisvadu asher chato aleha, says the Rambam, just in case you were wondering, I'm not on the base of Mikdash, we don't have the base of Mikdash today. And we just went through Av, now we're in Elul, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash still yet, and we mourn the fact that we're on the Beis HaMikdash, and we wish we could bring these Karbanos, we could bring a Karban Chadash. As a side, Chazal tell us that if you could find, you go find the parasha of the Chadash, the Karban Chadash, and say it out loud. Say Chazal, that if you just say it with words, you can, as if you brought the Karban Chadash today, but guess what? Even when they have the Karban Chadash, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. You need to bring the Karban Chadash, and the only way it actually works is if you do tshuva as well. You need to do tshuva, you need this vadu. So just because we don't have the Karban Chadash today, and just because we don't have the opportunity to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, we still have the obligation to do tshuva, and that is what the whole thing, everything was held up on that. Even the Karbanos, the Chatos, the Hashamos, all of that was held up until I did tshuva on what it is that I did wrong. And you know what? Not only then, Mechein, Chol Mechiyove Meisos Beisdin, Hu Mechiyove Malkus, Ein Mischaper Lahem Misosam, Obelikiyosam, Ad Shiyasu Tshuva V'Yisvadu. Even those people who got killed, Rachman al-Tzlan, from the Beis Din, right? Or they were deserving death from the fact that they did something so badly, and they had warning, and they had witnesses, they had Misa Beis Din, or they have Malchus, they get lashes. Even on those situations, the punishment does not give them tshuva. They still, the only way is mechaper, the only way they get kapara from that, they get atoned for their sins, is that they also do tshuva and they do vidui. Says the Rambam, just in case you were wondering, if you damage someone else's car, you damage some other person, you pay it back. You pay the whole bill. Or my insurance covered the bill. That's not enough, says the Rambam. Just because we paid someone back for damages, we still need to go ahead and say we are sorry and apologize. Because it's not about necessarily getting even with the other individual. And the truth is, when I'm paying for it, there's still a whole hassle to go get it fixed. And now that I have a car, there's a lot of hassle in there. But in addition to that, let's say you totally covered everything and there's no more hassle. There's still a component of ben adam lechaveiro. There's still a component of saying, I am sorry, I own up to the fact that I messed up. And beyond that, there's a component for ourselves, ben adam leatzmo, that I should be, again, a Jew that does vidui. A vidui Jew says, I messed up. And I'm not going to hide it, and I'm not going to embarrass, but I'm going to say it in front of the Ben Adam, Ben Adam Chaveiro, and I'm going to say it Ben Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, that no matter what, I'm going to say to the person that I have offended, whether it be the Ribono Shel Olam through our sins, the Mo Mal Ba Hashem, or whether it's with another individual, each and every one of those, I'm going to go over to them and do vidui and ask for forgiveness. That is the way to do the vidui, is the mitzvah's asay, says the Rambam. That's the way to get kapara ultimately in our actions. What an opportunity in the month of Elul to learn together each and every morning. We'll keep doing it at the same time in the same Zoom link. Please join us for shofar and to learn a little bit afterwards. And everyone should have atzlacha rabba, b'chol ma'aseh yadeichem, that your courses should go well, and everything that you attempt to accomplish at the end of this year, and as we begin this new zman, the beginning of a new semester, everything should go well for each and every one of us. Have a wonderful day.